Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. As always, you're invited if you want to join us. Bring up anything that you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you'll find a bunch of hopefully useful and interesting features and stuff there for you. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
All right, so Mark is back for a limited time engagement here in New Hampshire.
Welcome back. I'm so glad to be back. And I'm so glad to have been able to perform the marriage ceremony for the two of you yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it was very kind. So.
And all the congratulations here, Mrs. Freeman.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, so lots to talk about.
You know, tonight. Interestingly, you're supposed to wish congratulations to the man because he got lucky.
Yeah,
right?
I heard about that.
So it's like you know, if somebody won the lottery, you'd say congratulations.
So,
right?
Yeah, why did you tell him not congratulations to him?
You're right, I was totally wrong. Congratulations to Ian.
I am very fortunate.
To Mrs. Freeman, on the other hand, best wishes.
Isn't that what you just say to somebody who's like...
sick.
Yeah, and unwell.
Well, you know, she did marry you.
So, anyway, welcome to the program. The number is 603-283-6160. Edward Snowden is now officially a Russian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently Vladimir Putin granted him citizenship, as you know, Edward Snowden, nearly a decade ago, came out with the various revelations, or at least for a lot of people, what were revelations. For those who sort of knew the government was spying on its own people, it wasn't a huge shock, just confirmation of what a lot of people long suspected, and it's hard to believe that it's been almost 10 years. This coming summer of 2023, it will be 10 years since the NSA stuff.
I have a question. Why did you say the government is spying on its own people?
Old habit, I guess.
Yeah, I think that sounds really, really bad. That sounds terrible, in my opinion.
How would you say it?
I'd say there's a gang of criminals spying on people around them. Calling themselves the government.
Don't you kind of voluntarily opt into it, though, by staying where the piece of land that they claim?
There's not another place on the earth that's not owned by a government gang, including your island.
All kinds of places you can go where the government won't spy on you and they won't pay attention. I mean,
are there?
Yeah, you can go places. They don't have Walmart.
I'm pretty sure if Ian went anywhere, the government's still going to be spying on him.
They're going to be looking for him if he goes anywhere because he is currently under bail conditions.
Well, not just that. Even if he got set free tomorrow, I'm pretty sure wherever he went, the government would keep an eye on him.
It could be the case that he would be considered a large enough target, but at the very least, they wouldn't be able to trump up silly excuses for raiding a studio. They'd need to have something more in order to send foreign police. It's not like they can send the FBI in on foreign land, so they have to have, they'd have to have better reasoning than we think maybe there's been a violation of some banking laws in the United States.
Well, I mean, if it's Russia, then they're going to do whatever they want to do to you, right? Like, they don't even have the same kind of ostensibly constitutional protections. I mean, Russia is way down the list on the economic freedom rankings in the world, and it doesn't do so good in personal freedoms either. I mean, this is not one of the freest places. Ukraine isn't much better, worse. I'm not sure.
They're at.
They're in the same range,
yeah.
Basically, and Ukraine.
People think that Ukraine... It seems to be that people around the world think that Ukraine is some kind of liberal democracy.
Straight up lie.
You know, that basically it's Estonia, and it's just not.
It's not.
It's one totalitarian, authoritarian government, inefficient government, attacking another. And okay. I'm supposed to care about, these two regions on the edge as to who gets to oppress the people that are there? I don't.
Well, you might have heard that Biden is sending an extra $12 billion to Ukraine.
I haven't heard, but I am unsurprised.
Yeah.
I
just keeps on coming.
I am not paying that much attention to news these days because as a non-American, and that's what I consider myself, I don't have to. I just don't have to think about this stuff anymore. I moved away from the United States in 2020, and you know, you guys in your politics, you know, you can continue to do your stuff.
Well, Snowden is out, and he's never coming back because they're not going to pardon him here, most likely.
He'll be lucky if they don't assassinate him.
Yeah, and I suspect that's one of the reasons why he is where he is. And according to the story over at RT.com, Vladimir Putin has granted Russian citizenship to U.S. National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden, according to the TASS news agency on Monday. That's Russia's own propaganda. The American's name was included without fanfare on a list of 72 foreigners who became citizens.
Without fanfare, I like that.
Snowden, who applied for citizenship in...
Can you imagine the person who ran across it the first time, the press agent or whatever? What?
You don't think they would have known?
That was going to happen? Is that was that without ceremony?
There? Well, I don't know. Snowden applied for citizenship in 2020 upon receiving permanent residency rights. Has not commented on the decision. As of Monday evening Moscow time, his wife will also apply for citizenship. According to his lawyer, the former contractor is not eligible for mobilization to the Ukrainian front as he did not serve in the Russian army. Huh, okay. Because I know that they are supposedly drafting people to go fight in the Donbass.
Wait, how would he have fought in the Russian army? Isn't he an American?
He has not, right? So, yeah, that's why he has not.
What they're saying is that if you were Russian, presumably you had to go through the Russian military. You have already gotten your training. You are therefore a reservist.
Mm.
And if you remember what the United States did to reservists during the Iraq War, they were calling
them up.
They were calling up reservists in their 60s for the Iraq War, and now Russia appears to be doing the same.
So the fact that
I know you're not supposed to compare the United States and Russia. Sorry about that.
While the fact that Snowden has lived in Russia since fleeing the U.S. in 2013 has been held up as proof that he was undermining the U.S. government on behalf of Moscow.
It's just proof he didn't want to go to prison.
He was marooned in the airport there upon arriving from Hong Kong to catch a flight to Cuba after the U.S. canceled his passport mid-flight. So he actually didn't plan to go to Russia.
Just showing what the government is actually doing is supposedly undermining the United States to help another country. It's just by shining
telling
light
the
on
truth.
What yeah, the government no. is actually doing.
Correct, yeah. He was reportedly en route to Ecuador, where he had lodged an asylum request with what was then a government friendly toward American dissidents. And of course, we know that the Ecuadorian president has since that time changed. And, well, one politician to the next, big changes can be made for things like dissidents and those seeking asylum. And that's the reason why Julian Assange was released from the Ecuadorian prison, or not prison, sorry, the embassy there in the UK after he had been there for something like 5 or 6 years. It was the new president that got elected that decided to just cut him loose into the hands of the UK government gang.
Yeah, and they were waiting and waiting and waiting for him. I can't believe he didn't, like, it's not that hard for somebody who's got some financial means, and I'm not saying Assange does, but certainly WikiLeaks could put something together, to just sort of have a plane, a jet waiting at the airport, and then, you know.
Yeah, they had surveillance outside the apartment building.
Come on.
Constantly 24/7
for 7 years.
Supposedly they did.
Come on, I mean you couldn't sneak out in that amount of time.
Just
how many people came and went from right? How many people came and went from the Ecuadorian embassy
know.
And then out the back in the trash and God knows what?
He didn't try it for whatever reason.
I know.
And I remember there was
so sad.
There was a story in the news about some people advocating that less money should be spent on that surveillance, but it was in the news that there was that surveillance. Now, whether or not it was legit or if it was really there 24/7, I don't know. But they got a lot of money to spend on this guy, clearly. I mean, they've held him in prison ever since, even though he's not actually, you know, he's been cleared of all the charges he was originally arrested for, and now they're just holding him to take him to the U.S. on an extradition. It still hasn't been decided, by the way, on Assange. She's appealing up to the Supreme Court there.
But if he's appealing, doesn't that mean they continue on with what they're doing anyway while the appeal goes on?
Well, I mean, his appeal is appealing the question of extradition, so he will not be extradited until the appeal is heard. Because, you know, once you extradite him, the U.S. isn't going to hand him back if the UK decides that they shouldn't have done that. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can weigh in on Snowden or Assange. Or coming up, a judge has blocked a new Arizona law that prohibits...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features that we have for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com as we continue. And I do want to let you know about bitcoin.com. So if you're interested in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you want to learn the basics, a good place to go and do that would be bitcoin.com. They can help you with that. Just click Get Started right there at the top of the page at bitcoin.com. And I'll take you some introductory information and videos and such that you can watch and learn all kinds of stuff that you didn't know before about the new technology that is changing the world of finance in a way that really helps the individual. It really helps the average person take control of their value that they've created in their life, get it out of the hands of the government, get it out of the hands of the big banks, and learn why all of that matters and what decentralization does for the idea of money over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. Ian, Bonnie, and Mark here in the studio tonight. We're talking about Edward Snowden being given citizenship there in Russia. He had become a resident, or whatever you call that, resident alien or something for some number of years, and then applied for citizenship, has been granted now. And so I guess he's going to be staying there unless he can get a Russian passport. Maybe since he's a Russian citizen, he could get a Russian passport.
Of course he could. Sure. Part of one of the things you enjoy with a passport. The question
with
is...
With citizenship,
yeah. I mean, I can't think of any citizenship other than something like North Korea or something that you wouldn't expect to be able to get a passport.
So this may let him leave, in theory, if he's willing to risk it.
The largest country in the world, geographically.
Yeah, this would now allow him to fly out of Russia and, in theory,
go
somewhere else that's not going to hand him over to the United States.
Where's that?
Probably China.
So I wouldn't take anything but a direct flight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not on an American airline either.
And, I wouldn't trust, you just said China. Yeah. I wouldn't trust, and by the way, Xi Jinping may very well be under house arrest right now with a Chinese revolution going on.
Wait,
what is this?
Do you mean like a COVID-type house arrest? Or?
No.
What Chinese revolution?
There are rumors floating that he's under house arrest.
The president of the country?
Yeah.
Wow, I had not heard that one. I've heard about the protests in...
And there are rumors. Not news. I'm just saying that here's what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't trust the Chinese government to not use me as a pawn in some kind of international intrigue.
Yeah.
We'll trade you Snowden for Taiwan.
That kind of thing.
That's a good point, yeah. He seems to be relatively okay there in Russia.
There's so much to look at and do. There's like, I heard 50 different... different types of ethnic groups just in Russia.
Wow.
Or maybe more than that, like 100 or something. I wish I knew the actual number before I said that. And it's just, like he said, the biggest country in the world. There's lots of different cities, different terrain. I would like to go to Russia.
Not going to happen anytime soon, I'm afraid. But it's an interesting place. 144 million people, if I recall correctly, there. And, of course, the gas is really cheap.
It's still kind of a small number population because it's so cold.
It's cold, yes, exactly. So the number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up here, maybe we'll get the chance, since we're talking about the sort of the heroic people that the state in the U.S. is attacking or trying to attack. It's actually a nice letter that was written to Ross Ulbricht by friend of the show, the longtime supporter Eric Voorhees in the cryptocurrency world. Might share that here in a little bit as well. If you want to join the show, though, the number is 603-283-6160. Bonnie, you had, an update, because I think we did talk about this story out of Arizona when it was in the works. They were working on, I guess they subsequently passed, some sort of legislation that prohibits people with video devices from getting too close for comfort, apparently, to Arizona police. And, when we talked about it here, we said, well, this is clearly unconstitutional, telling people that, yeah, you can record, but only from a far distance away. I don't remember if
it says 8 feet.
Yeah, 8 feet away from the officer. And certainly, if you get too close to a police officer, it's like getting close to an angry dog or a bear or something like that. You are risking them attacking you in some way, whether or not there's a law. You're just risking just a personal...
I mean, they don't have to listen to laws. They'll do something to you and have immunity from it anyway.
That's true.
So you're kind of a more of an expert on this than I am, let's say that, and probably more of an expert than the vast majority of the people listening.
Because I've done a lot of recording.
You've done a lot of recording. Now, you have some specialized recording devices, but you probably know the answer to this question is... How close do you need to be with your phone in order to get, orders that are barked out at somebody who's being wrestled to the ground and things like that?
It depends. I mean, it depends on how far the sound is carrying. Are they yelling? Okay, if they're barking orders, then you probably don't have to be that close. But if you are at
that close, meaning 8 feet?
Less than 8 feet, yeah. If you are at a pullover and there's car engines that are running, you got the cop's engine running, the car that was pulled over's engine's running, you got a cop, you're standing on the sidewalk, the driver's side is on the other side from where you are, and the cop's standing at that window, it's going to be hard to hear what's being said.
Why even wonder how far away do you need to get to film these people who are legally allowed to jump on top and hold you down and handcuff your hands behind your back? You should be able to get as close to those people doing that to your friends and community members as possible, as much as you want.
I understand why the police are uncomfortable about it, right? Because they are trained to be paranoid that people are out to get them. And in some cases, people are out to get them, right? There are some people who are out to harm the police. So I don't blame them for being jumpy about, like, if you've ever gotten behind a police officer before, they get real jumpy in a lot of cases because they don't want you, walking up on them and
stabbing them,
doing
or,
something, grabbing
something
their
bad.
Gun or whatever it is that they're worried about is going to happen. So they always want to have their eyes on, people, and that's why they get real nervous about something like that happening. So, again, that's why you do have to be cautious when you are approaching an officer in
and it seems like
way.
8 feet, and like I don't know whether they're the law is probably pretty specific. They just say 8 feet in the article because an article is not law and all that. But I mean, are they talking about 8 feet from where the phone is that I'm holding to the officer's butt, or exactly what is measured? Because if it's from my body to his body, and then I've got another foot and a half of my phone, now we're down to 6.5 feet. That's not that far.
What happens if he takes a step towards you? Then what?
It's a very good question. And then, what happens if the environment doesn't allow 8 feet?
Mm-hmm.
I do tend to think 8 feet is probably pretty close to a situation, and you can't even get good video if you're too close.
You would be able to record better the closer you are.
Yeah, what if you need to show somebody's face bleeding while he's holding their face on the cement ground?
What if you want to get the officer's name tag or something like that? And the fact is, if you're trying to zoom in on things from a distance, you might be able to pull it off, but the more zoomed you are, the more shaky the camera is. It's very hard to actually get a good shot from a distance that is at a zoom. But we'll find out why this was apparently frozen and or overturned by a judge in Arizona coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Floridians in vulnerable areas are boarding up windows and filling sandbags as Hurricane Ian makes its way north. National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rome says evacuating will help first responders.
I want to stress that if you're ordered to evacuate, that you must comply with those evacuation instructions.
Forecasters seeing Ian will pass west of the Florida Keys Tuesday before it heads up the state's west coast on Wednesday into Thursday. Lawmakers are working on a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they'll need to get Republicans on board. President Biden spent part of his Monday welcoming the World Series champion Atlanta Braves to the White House. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also join us anytime you want on our social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, as well as some of the hosts of the show. That is our platform. We run the server, so it's our rules, and our rules say you get way more freedom to express yourself there than you do on the mega corporate big tech platforms out there that don't want your opinions. If you care about liberty, we do. So go over to social.freetalklive.com. Ian, Bonnie, and Mark here in the studio tonight. Bonnie, you were telling us, just beginning to tell us the background and the updates here on what's been going on in Arizona, where they had passed a law that is sort of like a police protection from any accountability law, or at least some accountability, meaning that people are prohibited, or were until a judge made a recent decision, people are being prohibited from recording the police at a distance of 8 feet or less. Now, as I recall from when we were talking about this when it was being passed, there was a exemption to it, meaning that if you were in your own home, I believe they exempted people from that, so it was only intended for, like, in-the-streets kind of recording.
Okay.
Because obviously, like you were saying, Mark, if you're in a circumstance, a situation where you have to be within 8 feet of this person, then you should still have the right to record.
I mean, there are still places outside of your home where you kind of have to be within 8 feet of a person to film
sure.
them. Like, I went to go film our friend Lumpy yelling at the thieves, I don't know what they are, that were threatening us, saying that we needed a permit. He went to go yell at them, so me and the 11-year-old cop block boy wonder, who's like 18 now, we went to go film him, and the cops got called, because these weren't cops, they were enforcement people, and that room we were all in with like I don't know, there ended up being like 10 people in it. You had to be at least 8 feet away from a cop, and we were filming them. And
where was this?
It's like the top floor of City Hall.
Oh, I remember that.
And that room's not very big, and there ended up being like 10 people in it at one time. In fact, me and Mikey went to stand behind a cop because he kept standing behind us, and we told him 6 feet. And the cop didn't like us standing behind him at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's uncomfortable when somebody who you know is potentially a violent lunatic is standing outside of your vision,
mm-hmm.
and they could do all manner of harm to you. So, yeah, you want to have those people within your vision.
I don't think of cops as violent lunatics, but I do know that they're not. Well, so everybody is, right? Mm. But the
cop more so than others
is not going to be held responsible.
That's true.
So it's not that the cop is, like, as a person, more likely to be violent.
I think they are.
I think they are after June 2020.
The reason is because they're not going to be held responsible for their actions in the same way.
Kind of person.
And especially now, the people who have quit the police forces in the last 2 years are only the psychotic order-following worst ones now.
The ones who quit or the ones who haven't quit?
The only ones who haven't quit. The ones that are
from
there
when?
Now.
What's the time period? This
from 2020, when everybody was like, we hate cops now. Stop being ruthless, horrible, killing people. And then a bunch of people quit. And then also, they had to get these mandates to take vaccines, and a lot of them, the only like good people who wouldn't want to force that on people are people who would, you know, not want to take it themselves, and all those people quit. I'm pretty sure that the herd has been culled, and only the really bad people, the bad apples, are like the only ones left.
I can see the point you're making on somebody being more willing to... less willing to enforce a medical mandate, on people if they chose not to have it themselves. However, I would say that many people would just got it because they had to, including police. But I, you know, one of the things that comes up to mind here is like the cops watching their own, office burn. If you hire paramilitary troops, the one thing they should be able to do is protect their building.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, this is a
Minneapolis?
Yeah, this is a breathtaking failure, as far as I'm concerned. We armed you with the best equipment. We gave you the best compensation that we could give you. You signed up to be the tip of the spear of the force of the state.
Hey,
and
look,
you let a bunch of looters set your place on fire?
Numbers are numbers.
Yeah,
I mean,
they were
there was only
serious.
50 cops in that building, and there were 500 or 1,000 people outside. That's a tough, it's a tough ratio.
I think they were given orders to not protect their building, but it certainly makes them look bad. Like literally, how would you have felt if the police came out and pop, 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 laid out 5 people?
That'd be really bad.
Why would you think that was bad? I mean, like, they've got Molotov cocktails, and they threw them at our building.
I don't know what the order of operations was for how things went.
I know
down
that
there.
A Molotov cocktail hit a building. I watched it happen.
That might have been after the police left.
How did it burn? Why did they leave?
I don't remember what the story was, but they were scared, obviously. There was a large,
I'm pretty
angry
sure
group of
people.
What you tell a soldier is, this is your flag. You fight for this flag. You defend this ground. Your blood and your honor belongs here. And
I'm pretty
they
sure they told them to
that.
Stand down. Like, I'm not trying to defend the police. I don't mind thinking that they're pussies, but also I think that they ran away. That's, I don't know, they run away whenever there are shooters in school buildings too. They are pussies. Yeah. They're just that's why they joined the police, because they were the bullied losers and they feel useless and they want to have some power over other people. That's absolutely why people join the police.
Yeah, they're
including
always tough
women.
Guys when they're their majority. You know, as soon as the numbers flip against them, they change how they behave. And we saw that happen here in Keene, where there weren't angry people. There were, I mean, some people were upset, but there were people smoking pot in Central Square, and the cops couldn't do anything about that against 150 people because they just don't have the numbers to do it.
But the main thing is, I think they got told to stand down because these people were protesting the murder of one person. They weren't going to look any better if they went and shot 5 people or whatever you were talking about because their stupid building was getting caught on fire.
Look, if you came to my house and my family was at threat.
It's not their house or their family.
I understand that it wasn't their house and their family. How do you know it wasn't kids at work day? And how do we know those protesters didn't? I mean, how did those protesters know they weren't harming innocent people in that building?
I don't know, man. You're taking me back 2 years.
I don't think cops are really innocent people, period.
It's not fresh on my mind, so I can't tell you what the order of events was back then. I don't think it's fair to ask all these questions.
It sounds like McVeigh here on the radio. I'd say go out and defend your building. If you've been hired...
Why? It's just a building.
It's not even their building.
Yeah. Well, then why take the paycheck? Because you take the paycheck. That's why you should do it.
That's why they want to stay alive, so they can keep taking a paycheck. They're not there to die for a damn building. They are there to keep getting money from the state, and if there's 1,000 angry people outside, they're going to hightail it the hell out of there.
And that's what it demonstrates, Ian. It demonstrates that they're there for money from the state,
right,
not to do a job to protect you or even their own building.
No doubt.
How do you think they're going to protect you?
They
didn't even protect their own building.
They know they're going to get another
building.
And
I'll give you an example. If there was rioters in my old town where I was a firefighter, mm-hmm. And we had to come out with hoses, I had to defend my fire station from rioters.
Okay.
Sure. They sure wouldn't have thrown Molotov cocktails.
From 1,000 of them.
Well, if you get superior forces.
You and a fire hose isn't going to keep back 1,000 rioters.
It'll keep back a lot of people. Yeah, it will.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I'm sorry. You're going to be overwhelmed by numbers. And those guys, those cops, I'm not defending what they did, but what they did was they ran out of a situation that was completely untenable for them. They did what they had to do to leave.
They get hazard pay for a reason. And that reason is so that at the very least they can defend their own building.
They know they're going to get another building, so why bother?
Well, I didn't even get paid by the fire department, and I would have stood there. Let them harm me. Bring on the rioters.
You want to die because of some angry rioters over a fire department?
Well, then the rioters might actually get some recompense for the whole situation. Sure. If that was important to me, I would, yeah.
I'd say the rioters were more in the right than the people who killed George Floyd, so I don't really feel like they deserve to get killed over bringing it through the building.
The rioters are just a bunch of a-holes burning a city because they had an opportunity to.
Well, the rioters were different. They're individuals, and Mark, you cannot make a statement.
Individual bullets will kill individual
people.
If
I was in the moment and thought that, like, we could take down the city government, I can see myself getting in the mindset that those people were in, and I don't think they're all just dumb.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can join the show if you dial in 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want. Apparently, a judge in Arizona has frozen enforcement of a law that would have prevented people from recording the police in a relatively close fashion, less than 8 feet away. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up here tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
And I do want to thank Damian Williams, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. And thank you to what is now over 100 listeners who have signed up for our new AMPS Patreon. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get the word out about the ideas of liberty. So if you like what we do here, then please join AMPS. You do get access to the commercial-free, this recorded commercial-free archives of the show, the full radio show without any cuts besides removing the commercials. You get those if you are a member of the AMPS program, and there's some other perks that you get as well. So go to amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to our Patreon, where you can get signed up. That's amps.freetalklive.com. As we go to Penguin, he's on the line in Virginia. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, guys. It's great to hear Mark on the air. Got to hear you on now. And also, congratulations to Ian and Bonnie.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What's on your mind tonight, Penguin?
I want to talk about something that Mark addressed last night about New Hampshire and the freedom migration movement there. I mean, it certainly takes on a certain character based on the movers and the kind of people who planned out the migration. And it's pretty good diversity of types of people. But like Mark said, you can't make a place that's free for everyone. You can't provide everyone with freedom because there's so many different ideas of what freedom is. I mean, there is a certain kind of libertarian ideal that you guys talk on the show, but like beyond that, the NAP is good, but beyond that, there are things.
The NAP is the non-aggression principle.
Yes. And that people hold things to be very dear and important principles to them, and that they would not, compromise them in the name of freedom, or they see those things as a direct threat or a form of aggression. So, like, you're going to have people that are not going, this idea of freedom is that they don't have, sexual teaching, the state teaching sexual stuff in the schools, or puberty blockers being, you know, as recommended by school counselors or something. And some people will say that's exactly what we want, and you can't, we don't want anybody to curtail that, or that people, some people's idea of freedom is that they are free from the risk of, like, medical bankruptcy in the case of a catastrophic illness or injury.
Sure, some people on the left believe that freedom means freedom from want, freedom from having to work, freedom from having to take care of themselves. So, yes, you're right, there are definitely a lot.
The thing that the people on the right keep bringing up in this sort of a conversation is what you brought up, the schools and what they teach and what the guidance counselors give the kids. But somebody who cares about freedom shouldn't want all of our kids in these public schools who, you know, they have to learn the same thing. You should be able to choose what school your kids go to and not have the government indoctrinating them. So I just think that's just a moot point.
Well, you can choose where your kid goes to school. What you can't choose is whether or not you pay for the local government school. And by that, what I mean is the school, in 99% of the cases, that has the lowest performance in a given geographic area, whatever your school district is, and for the given grade. So, you know, I'm sure that there's some charter schools, and I'm sure that there may even be a handful of public schools out there that are worse than the public school, the government school that's in a given area, but it's not likely.
Nope.
It's
because you can take your money away from those schools.
Highly likely that we're talking above 95% percentile here, that it's always the government school that's the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, you've got places where people literally, you know, like the poorest of neighborhoods where you're supposed to have the worst performers can send their kids to anywhere, and those schools still do better than the government school. And that's because, in my opinion, it's because the government school teachers have been turned into bureaucrats in those areas, and they're far more worried about pensions and, you know, longevity in the job and, you know, a whole variety of things, and they stopped, the love of teaching has kind of been sucked out.
Yeah, if you want to go there, then, I mean, I have adopted basically your framework, I mean, it's for public schooling, that it's so supremely important to kind of end this current system, the status quo system, and it's definitionally a right-wing position, technically speaking. It's not from a position of conservatism or religiosity that I think it should be a universal position to do school choice, just school choice, market competition in school choice. And I think, like you said years ago, that really hit me, we deal with the idea of public funding later. We can alleviate the problem if we can end the now, in this generation, right away, solve this problem, this pressing issue.
Yeah, that's a huge issue, is to get the government out of schools.
And the libertarians and
the kids.
The libertarians in the legislature in New Hampshire have made huge strides towards getting people to be able to choose where their kids go to school.
You mean the education savings accounts?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
And they did things with just laws about homeschooling, like they made it easier for people to be able to homeschool.
They have, yeah. The homeschooling community here in New Hampshire is very active. Whenever there's some sort of a threat to homeschooling from some new piece of legislation, basically all the homeschoolers have their kids, they take a field trip, they go to the state house, and they just pack into whatever hearing room they have, and the state reps don't want to go against what those, you know, I mean, you get a bunch of kids and their parents in there, and they know they vote, so.
Yeah, I like the homeschool, the savings accounts things, where you know the idea. This is a step in the right direction going on in New Hampshire.
That's all it is. Yeah.
Obviously, if you don't have kids, you're still paying in to send somebody's kids to some school, and I don't see any reason that you should have to do that.
That needs to be changed.
Yeah, the fact that somebody managed to push somebody else out of their womb does not obligate you to pay for anybody's particular schooling. But I get the idea, and I think these are steps in the right direction. I like school choice, and I like all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I do like choice. I like competition. I'm sad that it's so considered an idea in a certain direction, or a wacky idea, or idea that's so tied to the Republican Party. And I just think that's so contingent on, you know, where we are in the society and the debates now. And really, but you get so much pushback and so much opposition and vitriol from the center left, the far left. They are so tied into this centralized public schooling and the idea that if you cannot get people to budge on this issue,
I know it's crazy because I mean the best the solution for yourself is just to withdraw from their system, to get away from it.
That's the easiest way.
And they just don't want you to. And it's amazing. Like, you know, you pick up and move, and you tell them on Facebook that you did it for these very reasons. They're like, ah!
Oh yeah, they're fighting. The teachers' unions, for instance, are fighting the education savings accounts tooth and nail. They hate that people are voluntarily choosing not to send their kids to government schools, which is what this is. A nice, it's like, I don't know what the word is. It's a relief valve, if you will. It's allowing people who've never been able to afford it to now take a few $1,000. I think it's like $4,000 or $5,000 is what they get. Essentially, the state cuts
per
the
year?
Check. Yeah, per year to either send their kids to a private school, or they can buy homeschool curriculums. And
but that same student costs like $16,000 to educate in the government school system.
20 in some towns.
Yeah.
And so it's a huge savings for the town.
The craziest thing to me is just that the only argument that the left has that we should only have public schools is, oh, well, the poor people. And there's a solution. There's a solution that makes poor people more able to have the education of rich people, and the left is still pushing back against it. Like, they don't understand that because they were public school educated.
The answer is a means-based scholarship, but they don't want to hear about that, you know, because...
Hey,
go ahead.
There's plenty of education to go around, and I just want to say real quick. In D.C., there is like charter schools and a school choice implemented in D.C. and plenty of lower income and African American people. The majority of people benefiting from that are in those groups.
Indeed.
Thank you, Penguin, for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate you bringing that up. It is an important issue. It's one that, you know, needs to be looked at, and this is one of the reasons why the Free State Project is so important, is to get freedom-minded people who do understand that these issues matter and that educational freedom is one of the most critical issues, because if you allow the state to raise children, which is what's going on,
8 hours a day, that's raising kids.
Right. Your kids, if they're good, are sleeping for at least 8 hours a day, and then they're
hopefully in school,
right? Then they're in school for roughly 8 hours per day. They're moving to and from school for a half hour to an hour per day.
They're not even in close for 8 hours a day, because the teachers' unions advocated for shorter and shorter school years because they want longer and longer breaks for their teachers.
Okay, yeah, you're right. There's still some days where they're not there at all.
In some cases, yes, the government has the government should take responsibility. You know, the leftists want the government to take responsibility for rearing people, but the teachers' union doesn't really want that. They want the responsibility without having to do the work, and you know.
But the fact is, they're still being, whether it's 8 hours or 6 hours or whatever the average is per day that these kids are forced into these government schools, they're just being indoctrinated that whole time into pro-government, pro-state mindsets. And so, getting your kids out is step number one, but also helping the people who don't have that awareness to escape from that system is something that we're having some success with, as you pointed out here, Bonnie, in New Hampshire, thanks to movements like the Free State Project that are encouraging freedom-loving individuals to move here and do something about it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.